it's lovely to be here with you. As I say, sorry if I've put you about by asking you to move seats, but it's just that hopefully we might do, and or you might want to join in and talk to other people during the service, and it helps if you're actually sitting with some other people, doesn't it? Otherwise it's a bit difficult. And if you're a couple, you might want to be slightly nearer to other people so that you don't just end up having to talk to each other. Anyway, I've given and as I say, if you don't want to join in anything, please don't feel forced to do it. Just sit and listen to other people who might be willing to talk or, you know, do whatever's going on. I have actually got some colouring things here, and I don't know whether there are any crayons around or anything. I expect the young people have got some. Are you? Is that better? Yeah. So if you want to see, oh right, there are some crayons there. If anybody wants to, some people like to just sit and actually colour, don't they? And it helps them to concentrate. So if you'd like to, Ian can wander around like an air hostess and sort of pass one to you if you'd like one. I've let the musicians off the first song, because not because I don't want you to play, but I love this video. I love this video because of the pictures on it. It's the hymn "See What a Morning," which I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you that we're singing that first, and it's from a video. Do you happen to know what number it is off the top of your head, Sandra? Right, yeah. Is it in the index? Because obviously the words are on the screen. Okay, thank you, Neil. Sorry about that. So let us, I think it's easier to sit, and we'll sing our first hymn, song, "See What a Morning." That's quite a long intro.
See
So we've got a couple of shortish prayers now. The first one I'm just going to lead. The second one, there will be responses on the screen for you to join in. So let's come to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, although we can't see you, we love you and we know your voice. We answer your call to draw close to you today, setting aside our other cares and concerns. We gather together to know you better in worship. Amen. And so now, a prayer of adoration. God unseen, yet seeing all, knowing all of us, loving all of us, we bring our adoration. Jesus, making God known to us in your coming among us, we bring our adoration. Holy Spirit, drawing us together in this act of worship, we bring our adoration. Amen. I'm glad we've got some young people here. I've got a video now, but it's for all of us, and it's called The Seriously Surprising Story, and it's another one of the Easter resurrection stories from our Bibles, The Road to Emmaus.
Jesus, no.
We're going to sing that story now. We're going to sing together, "This is the day that the Lord has made." If anybody needs it, 691 in a book. Sorry. First Bible reading now, it's John chapter 20 verses 19 to 31, but it's not just going to be read straight from the Bible, so we have some people who are going to come and sort of dramatically read it to us, please. I don't know which of you needs the, right, that's you, Carl. Oh, you've got, no, use yours. I went somewhere else and they said, oh, can't you do it? Well done you.
Have you locked the doors? It's scary out there. Who is this? Jesus. Hello, everyone. It's me. Look at my hands and sides. Jesus, it's you. We're so happy to see you.
Hey.
Greetings to you all. Jesus, as my Father, sent me to do his work. I am sending you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they will be forgiven. But if you don't forgive their sins, they will not be forgiven.
Later that day.
Thomas, you'll never believe what's happened. Jesus is here with us. We have seen the Lord.
What? No, I don't believe it. I'd need to see his scars and touch them with my fingers. Otherwise, I won't believe you.
Yeah. 1 week later.
Jesus, how did you get in? The doors were all locked.
My greetings to you all. Thomas, put your finger here. Look at my hands. Stop doubting and have faith.
Jesus, you are my Lord and my God.
Thomas, do you have faith because you have seen me? The people who have faith in me without seeing me are the ones who are really blessed.
Thank you. That should have been up there all the time. Right. So, Thomas, another of the resurrection stories. This might be interesting.
In Sunday school, we're taught about how Judas betrayed Jesus, and it's pretty easy to vilify that disciple. But there is another disciple we aren't too kind to either. In fact, for centuries, we've labeled him as Doubting Thomas. You remember him, don't you? The disciple who wouldn't believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Yeah, that guy. How would you like that kind of label slapped on you for all of history?
Did anybody watch Britain's Got Talent last night? Is anybody willing to admit they watched it? No, nobody. Or have picked it up at any time. Last night there was, well, he would call himself an illusionist rather than a magician. But it was absolutely incredible what he did. And I think there wasn't a person there who didn't just sit there and go, how did that happen? I just don't know what he did. Has anybody here got an amazing fact that they could tell us that we'd all go, really? Anybody think of anything? Yes, Steve. Did you hear that? Steve has stood on centre court at Wimbledon. He didn't say he played tennis, he just said he stood on it. Right. Wow! Aren't you the one? We'll line up to get your autograph afterwards. Anything else? Anything spectacular that anybody knows that's going to make us go, wow? No?
Swam with sharks.
Sorry?
You swam with sharks?
Wow! And you're here to tell the... what little ones? Yeah, little baby. They were big ones. That's a bit of a wow, isn't it? Yeah? Yeah? And sorry, Paul.
I've had drinks with Prince Charles.
Oh, how nice. Well, I've had the Queen walk past sort of about that near in the Albert Hall, but didn't think to say that. No. Anyway, amazing facts. I've got an amazing fact for you. Did you know that you can walk through an A4 sheet of paper? You can actually walk through it, right? Anybody willing? How am I going to walk through that? Does anybody believe me? I am now going to get you to do this to prove the point. So I have, how many scissors did I say I'd got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 6 pairs of scissors. I don't know if there are any more in this establishment. So Ian's going to bring the papers round and the scissors. So if you'd like to, if we start off by going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 2 on that table. Sorry? Right. So, we are going to stun ourselves and each other. We'll only need a pair of scissors per sheet of paper that we've got. Musicians, do you want to join a table? You're just going to be stunned by what happens in front of you. Good, good. He's not quite as nimble as Debbie McGee. For those of you who remember Debbie McGee.
Will that matter?
I don't know. It might make it quite pretty, actually. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt. I didn't give the scissors out earlier because I didn't want anybody cutting themselves or having an accident or whatever. Right, are we about there? Yeah. Okay. Do you want to go and sit over on that? Oh, you've got one to do for yourself. There you are. Lucky you. Okay. So you've either got a sheet or you can see a sheet, right? So if you look round the people you're sitting with, choose the one who's most intelligent and get them to do this. So. Okay. Right. So Ian can flit around and make sure that you're on the right track. But so we've all got a flat piece of paper at the moment, haven't we? Can you fold it corner to corner lengthwise, please? And make a good fold down the middle. That's it. A nice, good fold. Okay. Yeah. We'll sort of go at the pace of the slowest. So as long as everybody's there. All right. Right. Now, you are going to... Thank you. I suggest you start from one end. So if you've got the open side towards you, if we all start with the open side towards us, okay, that side, yeah? So on the first one here, cut, but only cut to the marker at, don't go through that marker, okay? So keep your fingers on so that the sheet stays together, but don't go past the marker. Somebody's done this before, haven't they? There's always one. Okay, then turn your paper round and cut the next one, but only to the marker, don't go beyond. That's it. And then turn it round, and so carry on all the way along the piece of paper, but just never ever go over the marker.
got a tail pack to get a move on.
Oh, am I behind everybody?
Yes.
Sorry. There's a lady over there who's done it before. She knows what she's doing. You're allowed to talk. Are you? Sorry, can't talk and do at the same time. No. Plus, we don't want any cut fingers, do we? How are we doing? Are you all there? Right, you're all there. I'm nearly there. It's not so easy when you've not got a table underneath you, actually. Okay. So now you're going to cut not the end one on either end, but ignore the end one. The next one that you come to on the fold side that's double, you're going to cut through that. And then find the next double. Yes. So you're opening out that fold. Yes. So if you lay it down, that's good. Yeah. And then just, so, yes. So hang on a minute. Yeah. That one. Oh, hang on a minute. Yeah. You've got to go that one, that one, that one, that one, that one, and that one. You've got to cut through.
Yeah. We'll work together.
Yeah. Teamwork makes the, what is it? Teamwork makes the dream work. Oh, I've got mine the folds. Yes, but not the end one, either end. No, not that single one at the end. Yes, quite. We won't achieve what we're aiming for. Oh, where are we? Oh, that was. Oh, I've got a funny one there. Yeah, no. I'm not sure. Yeah. So, how are you doing? You should. Hooray! They've already done theirs because they knew what they were doing. Have you got your... So you could virtually get your whole table through that, couldn't you? Through a sheet of A4 paper. There you are. So that's something that we would say, I don't believe you. And now we've done it. And we can believe that you can do it. So, whoops. Well done, everybody. Well done. Yeah. There you are. Easy peasy. Everybody done who wanted to do? Yeah. Oh. Oh, would you like mine? Here you are. Here's one I made. It's not one I made earlier. Here's one. Look. Oh, well done. And you're being very careful. Good girl. Oh, and look at your strawberries. Wow. I wish I was on your table. There. We've got some people just finishing, but that doesn't matter at all. So, I think I can relate to Thomas very much. Have you ever been somewhere and people have said to you, wow, you'll never believe what happened. And you go, oh, well, I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I didn't know it. And it can be quite a horrible feeling, actually, can't it? When you're the only person in a group who wasn't part of something or other, it can feel quite isolating. And I think that's what happened. Who knows how Thomas grieved? He might have been the sort of, but some people want to be with other people, don't they, when they're going through a bereavement. They need the support and company of people around them. Other people might feel they need to be on their own, and maybe that was how Thomas felt. He didn't want to be in the group. He needed to be away to get his head straight. But coming back and being told, oh, Thomas, you'll never believe it. You missed Jesus. He was here. I could understand that he would be quite sort of sad, angry even. So seeing is believing. And the people who put this in the material that I used said that there are four categories of people, of how people believe, right? I'm going to ask you to decide which one you are. Do you believe because I've told you? So because you tell me, I believe. Are you that sort of person? If I tell you something, you will believe. What about because you show me, I believe? Are you the sort of person that needs to see some sort of definite proof of something before you will believe? Are you the sort of person that, okay, if I explain exactly what happened or how it happened or what to do, like what you've just done, if I just stood here and explained it but we hadn't actually done it, would you have believed it? Are you that sort of person? Yeah, you explained it to me, that's fine, I believe it. Or I believe it because I've proved it for myself, which is what we've all done now. So four different sorts of people, different ways that we believe about things. So we'll leave that little thought there and we're going to sing again. Very short one, 220, He is Lord, so we'll sing it through twice. And this could have been written by Thomas, couldn't it?
He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
So I think what that video called Doubting Thomas was trying to say was Jesus, obviously, was the centre of that story, not Thomas. We tend to look at Thomas, but we forget that really the central character in that story is Jesus. And what it was trying to say was Jesus meets every single one of us in the way that we need. Not in the way that the person you're sitting next to needs, because their needs might be totally different from yours. Just like the four categories of people of how they believe. You might be one, the person next to you might be a totally different way of believing. But But Jesus knows every single one of us individually, and that is why he comes to us in the way that we need. The only thing is, we need to be open to him, which Thomas was, wasn't he? When he was there with Jesus, his eyes were opened, his heart was open to believe, and he accepted and worshipped Jesus. And like it said at the end of the video as well, there are times when that is easy to do, maybe. But there are also times, depending on what's going on in our lives, when that's very hard. And I think recently I've been on the slightly hard side of that balance. And there's been stuff going on in our lives that actually, it's very interesting to see. Faith is a muscle. Like any other muscle, if you're an athlete, if you're swimming with sharks, you need those muscles to work so that you can swim. And if you were going to play tennis, you need the muscles to work to play tennis. And faith is like that, I think. It's a muscle. If we're not using it, sometimes it might feel a bit like a candle or an LED that the battery is starting to run out. It starts to get a bit dimmer. Faith can be like that. And it's only, or not only, but when it's tested, and recently in our family, we've had a bit of a crisis, and we've had to actually give it over to God and say, okay, we believe that no matter how we get through this, you are here and you will get us through it. And my faith muscle has been strengthened. It's been challenged, but it's also been strengthened because we're facing something that we just have to trust God with. A prayer now, a prayer of confession. It's not on the screen. Prayer of confession and assurance of forgiveness. Lord, we confess that often we feel low after the celebration of Easter. We love the holidays, the days of feasting and joy when we share our faith together. Remind us that we are drawn together in knowing you better, through the companionship of one another, travelling together in the ordinary, everyday, as well as the celebratory holy days. Heavenly Father, sometimes when our faith is tested, we falter. We fail to live up to your holy standards. But with you, Lord, there is forgiveness. We call to mind any times this week when we have fallen short in faith. We feel your forgiveness, refreshing us, lightening our load. Thank you for knowing our hearts. Amen. Going to sing again. We're making the musicians work today. Going to sing, There is a Redeemer. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Thank you, my Father.
giving us your Son, and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory,
for me, Peter, the follower and teacher of Jesus Christ. The letter is to you, God's people, who are scattered like foreigners around the world. I pray that God will be kind to you and will keep you on serving, will keep on giving you peace. All honour to God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for it is in his boundless mercy that has given us the privilege of being born again, so that we are now members of God's own family. Now we live in the hope of eternal life because Christ rose again from the dead, and God has reserved for his children the priceless gift of eternal life. It is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And God, in his mighty power, will make sure that you get there safely to receive it because you are trusting him. It will be yours in that coming last days for all to see. So go gladly, truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead, even though the going is tough for a while down here. These trials are only to test your faith, to see whether or not it is strong and pure. It is being tested as fire tests gold and purifies it, and your faith is far more precious to God than mere gold. So your faith remains strong, being able to tie to the test tube of fiery trials. It will bring you much praise and glory and honour on the day of his return. You love him even though you have never seen him. Though not seeing him, you trust him. Even now you are happy with an inexpressible joy that comes from heaven itself, and your further reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. Amen.
So I wonder, what we're being challenged this morning is to, can we talk together on our tables? If you feel threatened, that's fine. Just sit and listen to other people. But I wonder, that mentioned again about faith being tested. And I just wonder whether we could talk, like Keith said, about your meeting on Wednesday, on Thursday evening, when you've got an opportunity to come together and talk about your faith together and about baptism. But I wonder if you could share with the people on your table, or at least some of you, how being a church together and how God tests your faith helps you.
So we'll have just a few minutes of doing this. And if you find it's uncomfortable, then that's fine. We'll cut it short. But if there's anybody on your table that could maybe just share a very brief testimony of how God has helped you through a hard time, because that's how we build each other up, isn't it? By sharing our testimonies, our stories of what God has done for us. We can't be Christians alone. That's why we come Sunday by Sunday, to share together, to help one another and build each other up. So we'll just have a few minutes at the tables. I'm also going to give these out. It's all right, that's for something else. Musician.
Yeah.
Oh, we missed that.
I haven't got anything for you to worry about, have I really?
Nothing.
No. I'm lucky.
But maybe that's why you've been brought together, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
As a couple.
I was saying that God helps me get through every day because I'm hearing in the eyesight.
Yes.
I wouldn't get through, I wouldn't manage to cope without him.
Yeah.
He gives me strength every day.
Yes. Yeah. You're one of the people who has to work your faith, don't you? Because life is tougher for you. You know, us who sail through with no sort of problems. Do we have a plate or something that I can just...
Sorry?
Do we have a plate or something that I can just... People can put these cards on. Can I take the big one? Yeah?
Thank you. Is that mine?
I'm going to come around and gather the papers. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, not meaning to rush you. Do you have something you'd like to put on the... Thank you. Thanks, Steve. Thank you. Lovely. Have I got all of them? Yes. There we are. So I'm conscious that time is moving on. So we're going to come to that time in our service when we think about other people and concerns that we have. And I'm going to share these contributions with you, and then I've got a prayer that I'm going to read out to us. So we've been asked to pray for people who have had a serious diagnosis, to pray for the Jewish communities, again for friends who are going through terminal health issues, and for the struggles of daily life. God knows what those are. We don't have to say everything. For Sandra, who actually was going to be on the Emmaus weekend this weekend, but very sadly, there was a problem with her room and at the conference centre, which is this needs to an issue that needs taking back to the conference centre. And sadly, because it wasn't sorted out, Sandra came she just couldn't stay. So sadly, she's at home and feeling quite stressed and poorly, I think, at the moment because of that upset. But Laura is still over at Highgate, hopefully enjoying the weekend that they're having that Sandra should have been on as well. So that's really sad. So please pray for Sandra because it took a lot of guts to agree to go. And then for this to have happened, it's quite upsetting to say the least. Been asked to pray for the church meeting next week for Charles Chambers' recovery, you will know, and Mary Neal. And then for those suffering with cancer, for those with dementia, for light to take from darkness and from it peace and compassion. Sorry if I haven't read that quite right. So, and those facing redundancy or difficulties at work. So those are your community concerns. And God knows all about them. As we were just talking here about how hopefully that's part of our church community, that we feel supported by one another in prayer. Even if we can't do anything practical, we can pray for one another, can't we? So just a prayer of intercession. God of light and love, may the beauty of your peace encircle the peoples of the earth and fill our prayer with hope. God of light and love, you've called us to live together in community, sharing what we have and carrying each other's burdens. May we walk faithfully where you lead us, and may our actions show your love in the world. We pray for the small and big choices that lie ahead of us this week, and ask that we would honour you in the ordinary things of life, knowing that you are with us always. We pray that you would surround all who are struggling or feeling alone with your presence and peace. We bring to you the places in our world where the darkness of war casts its shadow over people's lives. We pray today for Ukraine, for the Middle East, for Gaza, for South Sudan, and ask for just and lasting solutions to long-running conflict. Help us to be persistent in prayer and hoping in believing that peace will come, and trusting in your promise that you make all things new. God of light and love, may the beauty of your peace encircle us and fill our homes and our hearts today and always. And now let's share together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. By the way, the songs, hymns this morning were all chosen by Sandra. So if you have issues, she's the lady. I didn't want to suddenly throw things at the musicians this morning without them knowing. So for, I think this is probably my fifth week running now, we're going to sing Thine Be the Glory to close our worship. So I need to flick through because we've missed that one out. Here we go. Thine be the glory. a sending out prayer. Dear God, thank you that we can know you and that we know you in different ways. Help us to know you more as we go out and share your love with all we meet. Amen.